Friday. Today is January the 24th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, as cold as it has been outside, there's really nothing anybody wants to be doing in the backyard and garden, but it is a great time to start planning and looking at those garden catalogs. Also, some great online resources we're going to talk about today so you can have warm thoughts when it's cold outside. We'll be back with that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look out in the backyard and garden turns inside today, as cold as it was this week. And the first thing we want to do is talk about ways we can plan for when the weather does turn that corner and spring comes. Ironically, we're just a matter of weeks away from Groundhog Day, and then it's only about 6 weeks until spring is here. And that's definitely time to be making things happen outside. So now's the time to be doing some planning. Now, if you are new to putting a garden together, a great resource is out there, and actually a lot of this tied to the Old Farmer's Almanac, and a great website, almanac.com. If you go there, the first thing that actually pops up is a free guide on how to start a vegetable garden. You can sign up for that, and they will get you emails and information that sort of works you through that process, as well as tips from the Old Farmer's Almanac, something a lot of folks like to reference. And on their homepage is a 2025 planting calendar, when to plant your vegetables, and it takes you through step-by-step what you need to know for vegetables, fruits, herbs in your garden. All you do is enter your zip code, actually, and then it bases that on your location, weather data, and gives you guidance that is zone-specific. Well, another great resource is the Burpee Seed Catalog, and you can go to their website and request a catalog as well as information on a variety of different topics, whether it's vegetables, flowers, plants, perennials, herbs, fruits, even gardening supplies. Go to burpee.com, that's B-U-R-P-E-E.com, and you can fill out the information. They will send that to you. And an interesting company that actually started just across the way in Pennsylvania. Now, they do have a great interactive website that has all the different offerings of plants, seeds that they have to offer, and you can learn more about them, great color pictures, and other production information as well. Now, if you're looking a little more specialized, a Ohio company is OhioHeirloomSeeds.com. Ohio Heirloom Seeds, the company, OhioHeirloomSeeds.com. But you go to their website, and it talks a little bit about the company that was actually started just outside Columbus, Ohio, back in 2010 from an avid gardener that decided to take their hobby and go full time with it. And they obviously specialize more in heirloom varieties and the non-GMOs. But again, they've got a product catalog as well as tips for growing all the different crops that they would have to offer. A similar organization is Nature and Nurture Seeds, where they specialize in heirloom varieties in the Midwest, but they have a whole section for Ohio. If you just go to natureandnurtureseeds.com, all one word, you can access their information as well. And like most, they have the different products that they offer, whether it's organic, whether it's heirloom, different specialty types and ways that you can shop, even some hydroponic options if that's something you're interested in. Well, stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue talking about sort of planning out your garden this time of year. And there's another interesting website out there. It's the Proven Winners website. A lot of folks, if you go to the garden centers, will see the Proven Winners brand plants. A lot of the plastic containers will say that. Well, on their website, and that is provenwinners.com, they have a Find Your Plants tool. And this is another interesting one. You can either search specifically for plants, or you go through and sort of fill in a filtering system, if you will. You enter your zip code for the zone. They'll then sort down what types of plants are good for your area. You can tell them what type of plant you're looking for, if you want an annual, if you want a perennial, houseplant, shrubs, trees, otherwise. What color type scheme are you looking for? How much light and what all is available? Then online pops up, and you can see different ideas of what may be something you haven't thought of yet that would be fun to add to your garden or landscape. We do want to talk briefly about the weather, not necessarily just the cold weather we've experienced this week, but what we're seeing in changes between El Nino and now La Nina. The Climate Prediction Center earlier this month announced that La Nina advisory and weather impacts are already being felt across the nation. We'll have USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey explain why it took so long for climate conditions to switch from the El Nino to La Nina.
1 year after a first official watch was announced.
During December, we finally saw the ocean reaching the threshold for La Nina in terms of cool water, and we started to see the atmosphere respond to that. So when the official update came out on January 9th, the Climate Prediction Center declared that we are in a La Nina advisory after almost a year of being in a watch situation.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says impacts from La Nina already felt in parts of the country include
our drought across the southwestern United States, including Southern California, where the wildfires are raging. It also includes episodic cold outbreaks that have been plaguing the United States since about mid to late December, and that has also contributed to the wintry weather we've been seeing lately across many parts of the country, especially the central and into the southeastern United States. All of those are pretty consistent with what you would expect during La Nina. It was almost a year ago, back in February of 2024, when the National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center issued its first La Nina watch. At that time, we were at the tail end of what was a very strong El Nino. When the oceanic waters across the central and eastern equatorial Pacific are warmer than average, February 2024, we were coming off an expectedly wet winter related to El Nino that was prominent across parts of the western United States and extending into other areas as well. Then the water began to cool off. And by the time we got into the summer months, it looked imminent that La Nina would form. We had flipped the ocean temperatures to slightly below average, and we were just kind of waiting for the atmosphere to respond to that cooler water across the central and eastern equatorial Pacific. But then a funny thing happened. We never quite reached the threshold in terms of oceanic temperatures for La Nina. So month after month, we dragged on with this La Nina watch in effect, and that carried all the way through December of 2024. So we, at that point, had seen 11 continuous months with a La Nina watch.
And those comments from Brad Rippey, USDA meteorologist, and Rod Bain. Thanks, guys. That's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.